Last week, the House and Senate committees responsible for trade legislation both advanced their versions of Trade Promotion Authority, or Fast Track. This allows the administration to complete trade negotiations and then present that legislation to Congress for an up or down vote. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share the details of the process and how it affects U.S. cotton.
In the Senate Finance Committee, TPA was passed on a 20-6 vote, but during consideration of TPA as well as a separate package of other trade bills that extend preferences for least developed countries and other miscellaneous trade provisions, there was an attempt to try to extend provisions that would have been harmful to the U.S. textile industry by allowing the import of textile and apparel products from countries that are already part of free trade agreements with the U.S.
Langley explains the council's involvement.
The Cotton Council worked closely with the textile sector to ensure that those amendments did not pass. The one amendment that was offered for a vote was defeated on a 10-16 vote in committee, and the other similar provisions that had been discussed were not brought up for a vote. On the House side in the Ways and Means Committee, they also passed their TPA bill by a vote of 25-13, as well as a separate package that extended miscellaneous trade provisions similar to the ones that moved in the Senate. However, there was no attempt on the House side to add the amendments that would have been harmful to the U.S. textile industry.
At this point,
both the House and Senate are expected to consider TPA sometime between now and the end of May, therefore allowing the administration to try to conclude the negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and present that agreement to Congress sometime before the end of the year for an up or down vote.